welcome to the There's a Beverage Here podcast series. I'm Josh, your host, and I'll be sharing my beer tasting experiences right here with you. So sit back, relax, crack open a beer, and happy listening.
Drink some fucking beers, man. No, okay.
Relax.
Yeah. I haven't had a beer yet. So
we need to start. So we're doing this?
Are we doing this?
I think so.
Okay, man. Let's do this. Are we sponsored?
No.
Like when we started doing this shit, that was your first question every time.
Okay, true. We're not sponsored, right?
We're not sponsored, man.
No? Shit.
No, man. Sorry, dude. Sorry.
So you paid for the beer.
I paid for the beer, man.
It's bad business.
This is a bad business model. This is a losing, but I mean, you know, I'm gaining in appreciation and love of beer.
That's very important.
That's important, man. Okay, for today, we're doing one for the road. It's the Putty, man.
The Putty.
Putty
2022. Wow, I'm very excited.
Do you remember?
Yes, I love the Putty.
The 2021?
Well, actually, I think every version until now.
Have you had one before the 21 as well? Because I don't remember having the 2021.
No, I think we had...
Did we?
I think so.
We might have.
No, we didn't record
it. Or we didn't record it, no. Or we weren't, yeah, you know?
But last year we did.
We did fully record it, and I had to listen back to it just before. Did you, by chance?
No.
No, okay. No,
I never listened.
you never listened to your own shit?
No.
I do. Also on the toilet.
Yeah, that's because you listen to yourself on the toilet. Nice.
Well, you got no choice, man. Yeah, or do you put in headphones? You put in headphones while you go in.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so, but we got the Putty again, man.
Cool.
Verdant.
Why is the Putty so special?
The Putty is so special.
I asked the same question.
You did, and I think I said it was the highest rated beer on Untappd.
Still? Is it still?
I think it still is. I think the 2022 currently is higher rated than the 2021.
Okay. Yeah, but
I mean,
yeah.
It's the same recipe.
But it's still different kind of love.
Love, man. Yeah, it's true. Now let's see. I mean, we can give you the stats. We did this last year, so I mean, it's not going to be like a big difference.
No, but so, still, what's in it? What kind of hops?
It's a lot of hops. Well, let's start with the rating, at least the Untappd rating. Mm. The original Putty is rated at a 4.34, let's say, which is really high. So 0.34. The 2021 version is rated at 4.295. 295, and then the Putty 2022 version currently is rated at a 4.302, so 302.
Nice.
So I mean, statistically, it's higher.
Yeah,
but doesn't mean better.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
It's just the same.
I think it's it's probably a little bit different.
Yeah. Did you get one for yourself already?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to tell.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. I already.
You already had a taste, but I haven't had a taste.
I'm not gonna hype it. It's very nice.
but no, that's you can hype it as much as you want, okay. Because we hype our previous one is quite a bit.
Well, it's actually it's. I think it's better than the previous one. And I don't know why.
You know what? You know what we had last year? We apparently had one that had a asterisk on it that said Redux. And you know what that means?
No.
Me too.
Great information.
You're welcome, dude. You're welcome. But so they had the Redux, but maybe this is not the Redux or something, and this is gonna be great.
Okay. Where did you get it?
I got it at the Free Beer Company, man. Our good buddies at the Free Beer Company. I think they reserved the can for you first, and then I think when you picked it up, you asked if you could reserve the can for me because
they sell out.
They sell out quick. Yeah, and I think I actually asked them somewhere in March, beginning of March, where like, oh, do you have the Putty by chance? Like, are you gonna get it? And I think at that time they were like, oh, like we should don't know. And so luckily you were on the ball and you actually.
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic.
Well, you
I like to drink beer.
You like to drink
every week.
You like to drink good beer.
Yes.
So that's important.
It's very nice.
It is very nice. Okay, thanks for the heads up, for the hype. I mean, you can hype it. It's fine because it's already fully hyped beer. So
that's true. So I'm not gonna hype it even. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows, or everybody should know, or at least if you want to know more.
If you want to try a very special beer,
drink the Putty.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna give you a little curveball for at the end of the episode. just for, I don't know. Maybe not. Anyway, you can listen to the previous podcast and know a bit more about all the ins and outs, like the hops and whatever malts they use. That's on the first one for the road, number one. So, I mean, just you can listen to that.
You don't want to do a quick summary?
A quick summary. I mean, they got a lot of different hops. I mean, it was mostly Galaxy that they wanted to actually use in the beers, but now they've used three different kind of hops. Is the Galaxy, the Mosaic, and the Azaka hops.
Okay.
So I mean, they originally wanted to do just only Galaxy because Galaxy is like really hyped,
mm-hmm.
a really hyped hop, Australian based hop. But then now they got the three different ones and it's gotten some. It resulted into a nice little tropical miracle.
Yeah, because it looks different than the.
It does. The cans.
That's awesome. Different.
It's dope, man.
Artwork.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And. Yeah, I think it looks cooler than last time. Like last time, it was a bit more of like a limey green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
true.
You can see
it looked more chemical.
Yeah, exactly. This looks like it's it looks like a tropical cat.
True.
Right, with the palm leaves kind of thing.
I'm thirsty,
dude. I'm thirsty as shit. So let's go, man. Let's crack open this beer. We're gonna do Eskimo this time. So we're gonna be a bit more structured, hopefully. You do remember that? Cool. Yeah. So it's going to be appearance, smell, taste, mouthfeel. Not mouthful. It's going to be. You should have a mouthful every time you drink it. And then overall rating. So, okay, cool, dude. I will ask you. Can I ask you to do a pour for me? It looks like you're doing a magic trick at the moment.
Make it for me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. You good? Go ahead, dude. Ah, the best. Oh, it smells beautiful. That looks good, dude. That looks beautiful. Whoa, it smells so good.
Huh? What do you smell? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's very fruity.
Yeah, like super fruity. I don't know. It smells nice.
But it looks also like a milkshake.
Yeah, like a milkshake.
Huh?
Yeah, it does. And I mean, I'm not really like nose on top of glass or on top of the glass right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like just from the pouring of the can. I'm really like, ooh, that's a nice smell, man.
Yeah, when you open the can.
Yeah, you really have that balm of Tropicana, man. So, okay. So appearance, we got the can appearance. It's a little, it's quite hazy actually.
Very hazy, yes.
Very hazy, quite yellowy. Good foam head. Smells. Yeah, man, I love the smell. You already just went for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're really thirsty. That smell. It's like
but it's tropical. Yeah, tropical.
Tropical. Like freshy, fresh, springy. I don't know how else to explain it.
No, I think you should try it.
Okay, I'm gonna try it. Okay.
You can do it.
Cheers, dude.
Cheers.
Stone fruity. Like stone fruits.
True.
Like maybe a bit of grape in there or something.
I like it's very balanced.
Yeah.
With a nice bitter.
With a little bit of lingering. This is nice, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's very well balanced.
Yeah, very well balanced. That's a lovely freaking jubbly, man. Shit. So I listened back to the last one. And we described it then as like a bit milky, gingerbready licorice. That's like...
True. Now I remember.
You remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually,
I mean, it was nice and it was a cool experience, but this is a completely different.
It's different, huh?
So we might have like, you know, like drinks can go and age in a certain way, right? Like if you have those kerstvijn, I don't know what they call it. So it's like Hertog Jan, they have those Grand Prestige beers, right? And you age those, and the longer you age them, the nicer they get.
Mm.
And it's because they have like three different periods of when they ferment or when they've aged. So like the first is like when it's really fresh, and then the other like a certain peak and it's really good. And then the second one, there's a whole different palette, but like it peaks at a certain point. And then the third one, you have like, okay, well, that's really good. So it might have been that.
These kind of beers, you cannot wait, right?
Not really.
No.
So I think we've gotten it like fresh enough. I mean, obviously you can't go like straight off the bat. Because, okay, so I went to Verdant Brewery. Amazing. I mean, fuck, I love the brewery. So, I mean, it was cool. I met James. Mm-hmm. Had a little talk with him.
With the head brewer?
With the head brewer, man. Nice, man. Yeah, so it was cool. I was like, oh, I just like, you know, I love your shit and whatever. And then they also talked about the collab that they did with Other Half Brewing Company.
Exactly. And they also did a collab with First.
First
West. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's in Germany. Yeah. Very good beers.
Yeah, well. I've seen that. I've heard of that as well. Yeah.
So we need to try those as well.
But let's try that one first.
Exactly.
But dude, I mean, little surprise, maybe a little teaser for next time. But like, I have the can here.
Yeah, the other half.
I have it, but we're not gonna have it now.
Why not?
Because I had it there, and he told me he just brewed it, and I was honest with him. I said, listen, it was still a bit green, but he's like, yeah, I think it still needs to calm down a bit more. So that's why I'm also thinking like, okay, let's wait a few weeks. I mean,
perfect.
And then have it.
Cool.
So I was gonna be surprised.
You're ruined.
Nah, it's not as bad. It's nice.
I think we both love Verdant.
Verdant got some good shit, man. They do some good shit. I mean, it's a very high, IPA heavy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's not like we don't like IPAs. I think most of the craft beer stuff is.
I think that it comes and goes with like a type of.
Like a seasonality.
Fashion. Yeah, also, and also fashion. What is it? For a time, it was like everybody was doing sours, no?
True.
It was a sour berry, yeah. But yeah, of course, yeah, IPA is the most, for microbreweries, it's the most brewed beer.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Or stouts, yeah. Those are also whites. Those are also fun. But for this, though, buddy, that's nice, man. Shit.
But it's very soft. Like, everything is.
Yeah, super nicely balanced. And I mean, like, what is it? How much is it? 8%.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't drink. I mean,
it doesn't drink super heavy for an 8%. So.
And now I get why we said it was milky. The more you drink it, the more.
Get that.
It's a little bit thick.
Is there like lactose in it or something?
Exactly.
Is it?
I don't think so. But.
At least it might be, but it would be weird to do that in a IPA. Greens and bold, water, barley, wheat, oats, hops, yeast. Is it oats? They make it a bit more.
I think this one is really. I think it's more balanced than the previous one. That's why I like this one better.
But why would it be so different? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe it's just because you told us that they use three kind of hops. Mm-hmm. And then
maybe the hops have evolved, or like been more clean.
I don't know. Or maybe they had a different.
I do see one thing. It says Putty, double IPA, 8%, with Alex May Hughes. You know what that means?
No.
I also don't know. There was a QR code scan. I mean,
you go to their website.
To the Verdant website.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that doesn't really give me anything. Does it? Anyway, what the Untappd copy says is first brewed in 2017 and remains unchanged to this day. Huge, pillowy body, slight orange gold tinge, and a mass of creamy dank. Hop saturation delivered upon every sip. It's a journey. Yeah, for sure.
But the milky or the. Mm.
Yeah.
That's a nice thick.
Okay, Alex May Hughes. AlexMayHughes.com, man. So I think that Alex May Hughes is the creator of the can.
Artwork,
man. Because, I mean, if you already look at their website, it's a lot of this. A lot of that style, that old school.
Okay, so now we know who designed
Alex May Hughes.
XMA, huge.
Love it. And I mean, it's the third picture on the site, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, buddy, it's very nice artwork. So kudos to you. I see there's a little, I don't know, can we peel it? Let me just try. There's a little thing on the corner. Nope, fail. Okay, I'll try. I went to Verdant, I went to the tap room, I saw James, which was cool, and also went to the seafood bar, and I mentioned that in the last one as well, apparently. Seafood tapas bar, nice little cool spot, and you can get some little tapas. They start you off with a little entree or like a little appetizer as a welcome gift. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it sounds great. Where is it in the UK?
It is in Cornwall.
A lot of servers.
A lot of servers. I'm not really sure. You commented that it was on the wrong side of the UK.
But I mean, it's like a few minutes drive to the other side, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because like it's towards France instead of towards the open ocean. So
Exactly. But it was, sheesh, where did we go? Penryn or something? Oh, I can't really remember. But it looks like it was a new distillery or a new brewery.
Okay.
Because I've seen some videos of like the Verd Brewery, brewing company, and I didn't remember it looking like that. It looked like they were kind of not really middle of nowhere, but like there were like a bunch of container ships where they just kind of worked out of. And this looked like a proper brewing installation. So I mean, I did something called. So it's not one for the road because we kind of try to take this a bit more serious and relax, but it was called On the Hop. So I did an On the Hop experience with Tennille, because we were there.
Of course.
She was a great first guest because everything was just bitter. But I mean, I can get that she thinks that, because I mean, it's only IPAs and she's not a beer drinker.
It's quite bitter.
Yeah, but yeah. So we went to the tap room. Really cool. I mean, they had like 16 different beers on tap, and you can get beers in the can. So then I bought some beers in the can as well.
Just
it was awesome.
Can.
Because you can. Just because you can, dude.
Exactly.
Wood oven pizzas. So that was also nice little, and apparently they also do some like live music on certain nights.
Cool.
So that was really cool.
I'm very jealous.
And it's like really close to the university. So like
a lot of students.
Yeah. So I almost probably got that, you know, student vibe over there as well. I mean, it's in an industrial park, but like really like right next to the university. Like we need to walk through the university basically just to eventually get to this place. So yeah, the tap room was really cool. And then we also went to the seafood bar, which was nice. Little tapas that you could eat. It was good stuff. We had the calamari. It was awesome. And what we did want to do but didn't actually do is apparently they also have a tap room they have a collaboration with some London brewery, but it's called The Experiment.
Okay.
And then, so they have that somewhere in Hackney in London. And we wanted to go there, but we didn't.
I will be in London in May. Send me the address.
I'll send you the address, dude. It's like what is it, 30 minutes or something from the city, from the like London center.
Okay, perfect.
So I mean, it's an easy ride to get there.
Perfect.
So and then you can get all the new stuff there. You know, I mean, it's just going to be another time.
Buy more
Verdant beers.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan, man. So we did the A, we did the S, we did the T. Check. Did we do the M? Did we do mouthfeel?
Well, I think I started a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a milky, milkshake.
Milkshake.
Creamy, that's it.
Creamy, yeah.
That's
creamy
the word.
Sensation, yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, like from a mouthfeel perspective, yes. Not from like a taste palate. I don't have like...
No, exactly. From a mouthfeel perspective.
From a mouthfeel perspective.
It's creamy.
It's creamy indeed. Or like that sensation of it being creamy. So, yeah, it's nice, man. So, I mean...
But it has a different... It has a hint of like citrus. I don't know.
Yeah.
Many...
Fresh. Very, very fresh. Like fresh, stone fruity, grapey maybe...
But not, It's not overwhelming. What I hate about it is
tropical. Oh, yeah, like you eat the too juicy. Like,
yeah, super
juicy.
But it's like you're drinking a fruit punch.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This
yeah.
is not a fruit punch.
No, this is very
it's
nice.
Still like a nice bitter.
Balanced kind of bitter. I wonder what you're going to rate it. Because, I mean, I have too much information of what happened last year. So that's why.
I don't remember. But this is a very good beer.
This is a very good beer.
So I will be, yeah, in the range
of a 3.
Because they did a lot of effort. No, it's going to be 4.5.
Yeah.
I won't give it higher because I think also that's the problem with drinking the same beer all over again.
Mm.
It doesn't surprise you anymore.
It doesn't surprise you as much. I mean, this surprised me.
Really good. I mean,
it did surprise me in the way that it's not as gingerbready.
Mm. Yeah, there's no licorice. I made it last time.
Last time was.
But there was some. There was. I don't know.
So maybe. Yeah. But and maybe it was because we were just on that downward trend of that.
Waited too long.
And this is like, I think we just hit it on the mark, man. So it's.
It's really nice.
That's good. I would also go 4.5. So I mean.
Wow.
Yeah.
We agree.
Yeah, we agree. And the rating you had for last year was 4.25.
So,
because I
on the money, so it's good that I didn't listen to myself. So it's better. I think it's better than last year.
Definitely. Yeah.
So
overall, it's a nice experience, man. It's not too in your face.
But and it has a very nice bitter after.
Mm. Yeah, like a smooth bitter. Like it's nice. It's all nuanced in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's not too full in your face. So that's what I also like about it. But very tasty.
I think they should keep doing this. I can't wait for it to.
He's gonna say that every year. We just have like one beer that we're always gonna do. It's gonna
of course.
But I think it's good. I think it's a good beer to do it with.
Yeah, but maybe they can surprise us.
Maybe they can surprise us.
But I think it's a very, especially with this kind of. Complicated beers with like hops that are very
hopping around.
No, hopping around, but I mean, you have to. Maybe, I mean, it's very how do you call it?
Like the imported or sensitive or something. Or like
very sensitive, and they're very, very temporary. Like they keep their taste or whatever very short.
Right.
So it's very difficult to make them.
Because I mean, I thought like with hops you can like freeze and stuff, and then eventually you can.
Yeah, okay, but I mean, when they make an IPA, they always say, yeah, you have to drink it within 6 months.
Oh, like that? Okay, like that.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's why it's not a.
Yeah, because right now they won't be producing any more putties, basically.
Exactly. So the next time you have to wait.
Yeah, you have to wait until the 2023 comes out, and then actually just hope you get lucky and are able to get it. Yeah, for sure. So I'm happy. We're lucky, dude. And we got one. Well, you got two, damn it.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't hold myself.
No. I didn't. I don't think I told you. Just go ahead and have it. Uh-huh. I mean, like, at least you had the. I mean, what was this like the same as what you had last time? Was it the same?
Yeah, it's actually.
So they were quite consistent, obviously.
Yeah, they're very consistent because it was. Yeah.
Mm. Well,
I would have rated it the same.
Mm. Yeah, good, man. No, that's the buddy, man.
Congratulations.
2022. Well done, Verdant. You've done it again, damn it.
Take my money.
Take my money every damn time. No, that's cool, man. I think we'll keep it at that.
Perfect.
Thanks for coming along. Thanks for having a beer.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the road with me. One for the road.
It's a long road.
It's a long road, man. Up to the next one, man.
Thanks.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Peace.
This has been an episode of There's a Beverage Here. Remember to follow us on Instagram and Untappd. Thanks for listening. Until next time.